guests and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the program. Welcome to the Tuesday Speak Up Show. My name is Barbara, and today we're going to catch up on a really fascinating and wonderful carousel restoration project right here in Sandpoint. You know, this is a beautiful, from-the-heart endeavor spearheaded by Clay and Reno Hutchinson and many, many other talented volunteers. They are restoring an old carousel, and that means lots of smiles, lots of colorful ponies, and childhood memories galore. So stay with us and enjoy. We'll be right back.
Now is the time to gear up and get those projects taken care of. Let Thick and Thin Beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel, desktop, or beams up to 44 feet long. Just about anything you can dream up, the guys at TNT can help design. Be sure to check with Thick and Thin Lumber first for all your wood product needs. For fast, reliable service and competitive pricing, stop by the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out their website, tntbeams.com.
Here's why Idahoans are getting vaccinated for COVID-19.
I got the vaccine because I wanted to protect myself and protect others.
My wife and I both got vaccinated. We did our research. We walked into a pharmacy, got the shot.
I wanted to get vaccinated because I have a couple high-risk family members, and I also work talking to a lot of people, so I just wanted to be protected, especially with the new variants. I just feel much safer.
The world's largest manufacturer of wood fence boards, Alta Forest Products, is currently hiring. Alta is looking for dedicated people to join their team. Alta employs over 400 dedicated people across the Pacific Northwest and is currently hiring for their Naples, Idaho mill. Alta Forest Products offers one of the highest starting wages in North Idaho, as well as life, medical, dental, and vision insurance, sick leave, plus matching 401k. Entry-level positions are available now with no experience necessary. Join the Alta team now. Apply online at jobs@altafp.com. That's jobs@altafp.com. Made in the USA, Alta stands for quality, sustainability, and pride, and they're the world leader in wood fencing. Apply now at jobs@altafp.com. Alta Forest Products in nearby Naples, Idaho. jobs@altafp.com.
Hi, this is Lauren.
And Eve.
With Knutson Chevrolet.
Come take advantage of our large selection of pre-owned cars and trucks with rates as low as 2.49% for 72 months on a 2016 or newer model. This offer subject to lender approval.
Visit Knutson.com to schedule your at-home test drive and even purchase your next vehicle online using Shop Click Drive.
Not in the market for a vehicle? We want to buy your car or truck, and we are paying top dollar.
Don't forget that we are your full-service dealership with sales, service, parts, and the Knutson Abra Body Shop.
Knutson Chevrolet is your family-owned, family-operated dealership that has put customer service above all else for over 82 years.
Find new roads at Knutson Chevrolet.
Minutes west of Coeur d'Alene, just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Polston Avenue, Post Falls.
Knutson Chevrolet. Hard to say, easy to save.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
All right, everybody, here we go. Say hello and welcome with me to Clay and Reno Hutchinson. And they're here to talk about this wonderful carousel restoration. And Clay, I'll start with you. How did you find this carousel?
Well, good afternoon, Barbara. It was really kind of serendipitously by chance. When Reno first started convincing me that we ought to be kind of looking for a golden age carousel, I was like, yeah, sure, hon, because by the 90s, we both knew there were no more carousels to be found intact. They had all been found already, you know, or collected or whatever by the time the 1970s, when collectors started finding value in these things, that pretty much anything that was out there was gone. So I'm sitting at home one day in July, and my sister-in-law calls me, and she wants to know where to send an antique sled to my kids that she'd bought for Christmas. And I'm like, Deborah, you don't do Christmas shopping in July. What are you doing? So she's told me that she was in Kansas helping her college roommate with her roommate's father's Americana collection. They had this giant two-weekend auction with a big auctioneer and printed catalogs, and she proceeded to tell me all the Americana kind of stuff in their whirligigs and gas station pumps and all kinds of stuff that makes up Americana. And as I'm about to hang up the phone, I just by chance said, hey, they don't have a carousel in that collection, do they? And I can remember her putting the phone down and saying, hey, Shelly, that was her roommate's name. Hey, Shelly, do you guys have a carousel in this collection? Oh, yeah, we've got an intact carousel. We don't really know what it is. It's going to be a surprise thing at the end of the auction. Well, Reno was in the room and heard me say that, so her ears picked up. She said, what? Get them to send us pictures. So they did. They sent us pictures, and we didn't really know exactly what it was, but we could tell from the photos that it was a carousel that was looked pretty complete.
Were these pictures of the horses in the semi-trucks?
So what it was, this carousel, so they told us, had last operated in 1952. And then it was a traveling carousel in the Midwest circuit. And it actually operated at the Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson, Kansas, which was kind of a fun thing. And so it got put into its two trailers at the end of the fair and basically left in this farmer's field, which was typical. They would store it there, but it never got collected again. It basically was abandoned there.
So did you guys go and bid on it, or how did you come into possession of it and get it transported to Sandpoint?
I said, we have to have this carousel. It's a complete carousel. And with the pictures, I knew that we couldn't just let this pass. And so I'll let Clay take the rest from here.
Yeah, typically then, you know, these carousels at that time, they would go to auction. So they would auction every piece off individually, and then they would try and auction off the whole carousel together. And whichever accumulated the higher value is the way it would go. But sometimes if there's enough notice, you know, a group can save a carousel that way. In our case, we had enough time where they mailed us some photos, or maybe they digitized them. I can't remember. But just based on the photos of the two trailers and looking in the trailers and a couple horses that they pulled out of the trailers, they had these photos from before. We realized it was intact, and it had 36 horses. So we made a deal with them before it went to auction, and kind of, you know, probably about what they think they would have gotten.
Did you buy this personally?
We did buy it personally back then. This is in 2000, so this is in the year 2000.
Can I ask?
Sure. Yeah. You know, these are all public numbers.
What's the going rate on a carousel?
Well, it changes because they're collectibles. But at that time, we paid $200,000 for this carousel. And at the time, good grief, yes. But at the time, the horses were very collectible. They would have gone probably for $8,000 to $10,000 a piece
each.
Or, you know, somewhere six to 10, depending on you've got outside row horses. So
36 horses, but then all the mechanics and all the other artwork that goes around it. And so all of that was complete.
It was complete. And typically in those auctions, the horses are what have the value, and then the rest of it gets a very, very minuscule value, if any at all. But we, because of Reno's love of carousels since she was a little girl, we fell just naturally into the preservation side of carousels. We believed then, she always believed that these things should be working machines and should be kept intact. And so that was our motivation. And we kind of figured, you know, it's an unfound, unknown carousel that's intact, and intact to itself. It has its collection of horses, its artwork, and its mechanism in trailers in a time capsule that had been sitting in a field since 1952. So it's almost not what you pay for it, even though it was a struggle to come up with that over time. We did payments with them for about a year. And it's almost not what you pay for it. You would look back on it and say, I should have, could have, would have, why didn't I do that?
I can imagine some carousels coming kind of put together, two or three, they're incomplete, but if you put them together. But this was a complete carousel. Do you know how many working carousels are in operation in America today?
There are about 150 working carousels today, and that's all wood, golden age style carousels.
So there are other carousels that are what, plastic, and they're not old age. They're not, the antique or the historical variety.
Exactly. So there are carousels that are still being made today. There are still some hand-carved wood carousels being created today, but they're not of the golden age era.
So there are 150 of the golden age era, you're saying. Do we have any other golden age carousels in Idaho?
I think we have two. The one in Coeur d'Alene is a much smaller carousel. It's a cute carousel. It's a kid's carousel. So it's 24 horses, well worth seeing.
Right.
That's considered a golden age carousel. And I think there's one in southern Idaho that's not open all the time.
Oh, okay. Reno, define for our audience again. Clay may have said it already, but define what defines a golden age carousel? What qualifies that?
So golden age carousels typically are carousels that were created from about 1880 on to about 1930. That's sort of the age range that those carousels were created. And during that time, they believe there were between 3,000 and 4,000 of those carousels created by different carving companies. There were five major carving companies.
Would that be worldwide or Europe and America?
That's just here in the United States.
Wow.
Right. And so today, if you can imagine, there are only 150 of those carousels left.
Mm.
So they're treasures. They're not only worth saving, but the fact that we found this one and it's in such good shape and that it's such a small number of these carousels that are left, it's just makes it a really magical and special thing.
It's wonderful. I'm noticing that in one of your documents here that this carousel that we're talking about that will be in Sandpoint, praise God, someday soon, we hope, is an Alan Herschel carousel. What does that mean? He's the designer. He was the artist that did the carving, or what is that?
Alan Herschel is the carving company that carved the carousel. He was one of the more prolific carvers. He tended to carve carousels that were called a country fair style carousel. They tended to travel on carnival circuits. The bigger park carousels were carved by carving companies such as Loof and Philadelphia Toboggan Company, Illions. Those carousels are large. Typically, they were meant to be placed in one place and left in that spot because you couldn't take them down and move that large of a machine. So these machines were taken down and put up every week or two, and it's just,
and they moved around the country with carnivals.
They did,
or not on their own, but they
moved around. Or fairs.
Because I remember a carousel coming through when I was a kid in Illinois I don't think it was the state fair, but it was more than just our local fair. Maybe it was a great big county fair. I don't know. But anyway, I remember it. I have no idea whether it was Golden Age or whether it was, you know, the more modern variety.
Yeah, these companies, one of the reasons why American carousels were so incredible is they really advanced what they were doing when they came here. We had immigrant carvers. You had the resources, the natural resources, the wood, and just the
what kind of wood is used for your horses, or what kind of wood is typically used?
It's typically basswood, which is from the, what's that tree?
It's from the linden
tree.
And they used poplar oftentimes, too.
Yeah, there's a
what
little.
Is that? What is it about either the basswood or the poplar wood?
It's a decent carving wood. It's not super soft. It's not hard, so they could carve it pretty well.
And of course, you're talking about everything hand carved. I mean, so the Alan Herschel Company, you know, obviously they had multiple carvers and multiple employees that would do the carving, and then others that did the painting. I mean,
one thing that I find really remarkable about that is that they often were immigrant carvers, and oftentimes quite young. You would see, you'd have a master carver overseeing the major work, but you'd have sometimes 14, 15, 16-year-old young men that were new to the United States carving these incredible machines. And I just find that really special and something that's worth saving in the history of these carousels.
We've
a little side note here. I'm going to take a rabbit trail. This is Barbara, not Clay in Reno. But, you know, when I hear that, my heart just goes out to our 14, 15, and 16-year-old kids that because of child labor laws, you know, they don't get an opportunity to intern with an artist, to have some kind of an opportunity that would allow them to do some kind of work, some kind of interning, and still be safe. Oh my gosh, how fortunate those teenagers were.
And that work led to oftentimes amazing careers for them as they got older, and maybe those factories closed or they moved on to other things. And
exactly.
If you have an opportunity to follow some of the history of these young people, what they go on to do later in their life is quite remarkable.
Absolutely. We're just talking about art and carving. I mean, think of all the other areas. Well, anyway, that's a little soapbox I've got going on. So
it's hard to define some of the histories on the individual people, because the named people that started these companies, like Alan Herschel, he was involved in four different companies. He made boilers and all kinds of other industrial kind of stuff, and he decided to do this as a business, and actually this is his fourth company.
And, speaking of these carvers, these immigrant carvers coming in mostly from Europe, I was reading, and it said that the European carousels went clockwise and the American carousels go counterclockwise. Reno, you're smiling and nodding. How did that happen?
I don't know if I have the answer to how that exactly happened. Maybe
I wonder if it's like driving on the left-hand side of the road in England. It's
there's just probably
like
some of that. There's it
could
probably
just be the contrary nature.
I was just going to say it's
young
probably
country
just
of America back then.
Independent.
That very independent nature. We're going to make ours go around the other direction.
We can all start singing "I Did It My Way" right now.
Just a little touch bit of history, because we love to find stories and some of the and keep the history going on this, because we go around a lot of carousels and a lot of times they don't even tell you what the carousel is, and we're going to have more information than as much information as anybody wants to find, they'll have it. But we had, when we started getting some national press on this story, we had the great grandson of Ward Oliver contact us. And he said, "My father is the one that created the design for the Four Winds faces on our rounding boards. And because of that contact, we've been able to piece together, pull out history of this carver, Ward Oliver, who started with the Alan Herschel Company when he was like 18, 16, 17, 18. And he became one of the master carvers and designers for Alan Herschel. And then he had a love of the American West and a love for Greek mythology. So there's some tidbits on how he brought that into the company.
So these are the Four Winds faces. This is when, you know, we need a camera, we need to zoom in. But are those the medallions that are up on top? And what are the Four Winds or the Four Faces?
All right. So the Four Winds comes from the Greek mythology, the cardinal directions. And what Ward did is he put faces that were more Americanized. So he has the Western Indian, the Southern Belle, the Eastern Prince, and the Northern Viking. And those are his four winds, north, south, east, west directions. And so these are on shields, you know, about 2.5 feet by 18 inches, they're kind of oval shields with some decorative scroll work on the top that is cast. The faces are cast. And what these shields do is they go at the very top outer rim of the carousel. They actually lock the entire carousel together to keep it from coming apart with a centrifugal force. So they play a structural part as well as a very decorative part. And he's the guy that actually did the original carvings on that. And then after the, these were businesses. They put these together as businesses. And so they were always coming up with ways to make them easier to manufacture, more profitable, easier to set up, which is kind of why these carousels got abandoned, because by the 50s they were making cast aluminum horses. Mm-hmm. Didn't have the damage, probably set up a lot easier, and lighter weight. And so, you know, by this time our carousel would have needed another full refresh. So that's why it got abandoned, and it outlived its usefulness, and the Kearney operator probably had a nice new aluminum horse carousel, which for running a business made more sense. But
well, not to be put too fine a point on it, but you know the old saying, what goes around comes around. That's the saying for carousels.
There you go.
Well, listen, you guys, the more you tell me, the more questions I've been jotting down. I have so many questions. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, come on, everybody, stay with us. We have a lot more information and information on how you might want to be involved and support this project. At least come up to date with it so you know what's going on. We'll be right back.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Any moment that lets you just sit back, relax, and enjoy even 1 second of the day to yourself and taste like pumpkins, that's a moment to look forward to. The McCafe Pumpkin Spice Latte is back. Get a $2 small hotter ice for a limited time, or try one of our other freshly brewed espresso drinks, from iced caramel macchiatos to caramel frappes to hot mochas to every sweet treat in between. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary.
I haven't really woken up until I've had my McDonald's breakfast deal. And I know this is true because before breakfast, I put my phone in the refrigerator and couldn't find the keys that were already in my hand.
Now buy one sausage McMuffin, sausage burrito, or hash brown and get another for a buck. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
The sights and sounds of downtown Sandpoint create a shopping and dining experience like no other. Sharon's Hallmark has the best selection of Huckleberry products and souvenir items in our area, along with a wide variety of souvenir clothing and unique gifts for you and everyone on your list.
Step into Eve's Leaves, where you'll find specially chosen collections from top fashion designers and accessories to complement you and your contemporary lifestyle. Open 7 days a week in historic Sandpoint.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer, maybe yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
Everybody, welcome back in. We're talking today with Clay and Reno Hutchinson, and they know everything there is to know about carousels. As a matter of fact, they are restoring a carousel right here in Sandpoint with many, many other artistic, very talented, very generous volunteers. As we know, that's one of the things our area is known for, how people join in and get behind a really good and interesting project. So we've been talking, Reno, a lot about the history of the actual carousel that is being restored, but it was clear from that first telephone call when there was like, hey, is there a carousel in this Americana collection, that you wanted it right away. So why is it? What is it in your background or in your history that drew you to this, to carousels?
Well, I grew up in Butte, Montana. And there was a carousel there at a beautiful park called the Columbia Gardens. It was an oasis from Butte, a mining town. I went there every summer as a little girl, and they had pavilions and boardwalks and gardens and a big wooden roller coaster, biplane rides, and a carousel. And I spent my summers from the time I was quite small riding the carousel up at the Columbia Gardens. Always loved it. Always wanted to ride a new horse. And every year, the carousel was up from Memorial Day until Labor Day. And after Labor Day, the horses were taken off the carousel and stored in the pavilions up there. And in November of 1973, the pavilions caught on fire and the carousel burned. I was 12 years old, and it just really affected me. I was devastated by the idea that that carousel burned down. And it just sparked something in me that I just continued to carry with me through my life. One day I'm going to find another carousel and I'm going to fix it up and I'm going to bring it to my hometown. And Sandpoint's been my hometown since 1981. And
that's exactly what you've done. I mean, this is the prophecy or your dream being fulfilled.
It's a dream come true, truly. Mm-hmm. It's a labor of love, the restoration of this carousel. I'm just so grateful that I have my partner, that my Clay, my husband, that is on board with all of this and is such a huge help, and the volunteers.
I'm not sure he could say no to a lifelong dream. I mean, you know, he looks like he's a pretty savvy guy.
Our second date was on a carousel, so
exactly.
there you go.
Shows
you the level of passion.
He saw the writing on the wall, so to speak. Is the Columbia Park with all this other wooden roller coaster and all this stuff going on still in Butte, Montana?
It's not, unfortunately. The park was made, donated to the children, families of Butte back in the late 1800s by the Copper Kings. And the Anaconda Company operated the Berkeley Pit there and all the mining operations there. And this is not maybe politically correct for Butte, but
They discovered ore under the park, and now it's big open pit mine. So
yeah,
money talks.
Draw their own conclusions. But.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, unfortunately, that's an interesting part. This is a part of our history.
It is part of our history.
Yeah,
but
the way things happen.
Butte, being the community that they are, created a new carousel, and so they have a new carousel and a new location in Stodden Park that they've. Just put online a few years ago, and it's
a Golden Age carousel, or is this one of the newer versions?
It's a newer version. It was all hand-carved by volunteers in Butte, and they found an old frame that they were able to put those animals on, and that's a dream come true for them to have a carousel again there in Butte.
That's awesome. I have a question that I was thinking of when you were talking, and that was a part of my memory was the music of a carousel. I mean, where is Calliope? I mean, what is the traditional music for the carousel? Do you still have that for the carousel that you're restoring?
Yeah, so typically a carousel was supplied with a band organ, which is not a calliope, but it's kind of similar. Both mechanically driven music. But the band organs would have run off paper rolls, not unlike player pianos. And the Wurlitzer Company, also in North Tonawanda, New York, which is where the Alan Herschel Company was located, was a big maker of those. We do not have the original band organ, so typically, what was happening with these carousels is they were running around being operated as businesses. If the band organ broke, or when they started coming up with more sound systems, you know, those band organs were left on the side of the road or sold off and things like that. Because remember, these guys are trying to make a profit and
right.
Move these things around and put them up and down. And band organs are pretty finicky machines.
So I'm sure you have plans for music.
Well, we do. So we have managed to acquire a couple of band organs now.
Ooh.
And one of them a little fancier than would have been on supplied with our carousel, and another one that is very much like what would have been supplied with a carousel. So we will have a band organ and
a backup band organ
and a backup music system.
Well, does the band organ or the music system, as you just said, does it sit in the middle where the mechanics are? Where is the band organ located in the carousel?
Typically a band organ is in the middle, and when it when the original drive mechanism was designed, it would have driven the band organ at the same time, belt driven.
Uh-huh.
And so it would have come on and come on and gone off as the carousel was spinning. There, as I say, you know, band organ's a pretty intricate machine. They're also 100 years old. So we won't just turn them on and let them play all the time. They'll probably be on for special occasions and maybe a couple times.
Will you have like digital music or something else playing for as things go?
Yeah, we'll have to. You can't not have music with
exactly.
The carousel.
Exactly. That and cotton candy. I'm
cotton
thinking
candy and the whole thing. But we're going to be sensitive to the volume levels that we have, and there are ways to make sure that the participants feel that their volume is rather loud and it doesn't spread out and completely envelop the town of Sandpoint.
So I have another question about the mechanics, and I'm not sure I'm probably even knowing what the question is exactly, but what runs this? I mean, what ran it in the old days, but what's going to run it now? What kind of an engine, what kind of fuel, and what makes the ponies go up and down? And what are the mechanics that are going on here?
This is a hard question to answer on radio without visual elements. But initially, this could have very well been a steam-driven engine that would have driven through the original gear is a Model A transaxle turned vertical. And so you basically have to spin that. Turn that, and then that goes and transfers the turning mechanism to a gear and a bowl gear that's
attached
to the
big wheel.
The wheels up top.
Yeah.
And so everything on this carousel is hung from its center pole. So you have basically two 10x10 cross members that are about 8 feet long that make an X on the floor, and the center pole is in the middle of that. That's your platform, and then the entire carousel is hung from that center pole.
Whoa, that's I never would have thought it was hanging. Yeah.
It's suspended.
And then it's suspended. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what makes the ponies go up and down then?
So what you have is a metal rod, substantial metal rod that has offsets. In three different offsets. So each of these rods that come out from the center pole out to the outside edge of the carousel, think of a pie.
Okay.
There are 14 sections in this carousel. It's kind of like 14 pieces of pie, if you will. And so we have 12 of those sections have horses and two of them have chariots. So there's three horses on each one of these rods that are called cranks. And so if you bend the rod and it's at different degrees, 30, 60, and 90 degrees, for instance, as that rod spins, the horses go up and down because the rod is not flat, it's offset.
Okay.
And so as the carousel turns, there are gears that turn these rods and make the horses go up and down.
So, yes, actually, you're 100% right. That would have been a lot easier if I could see a picture, but I kind of get it. I think, it's just very interesting to me that the whole thing is actually suspended.
The simple beauty of these machines is really remarkable. To think that back in the late 1800s, they designed machines like this to go around and go up and down for enjoyment is
I know. I know. I may have been born in the wrong century. I think maybe you were too, Reno.
Maybe I think so. I've been told that before.
Well, it's what's amazing is the one of the reasons why these things are so near and dear to all of our hearts is because it's one of the few things that combine the nostalgia of youth, the incredible immigrant history that we have, the industry, not only creating industry, but the industriousness of these people that said, we're going to create these companies that are going to carve these things.
And they were created really around the Industrial Revolution. So to think of those machines.
Yeah, with the steam, the engines, and all of that that came together to be the mechanism. I think, Reno, you used the word magic. There's certainly something magic about them. I'm just thinking of all the children's books through decades and decades and decades that will, at one of those pages, is going to be a carousel, you know, maybe clowns in the fair or the circus or whatever. And it's just a part of, even now, I don't know that kids, do kids have that memory? I guess they do if they're around a state fair or they're around any kind of an area where there are carousels. Like there's a carousel, I think, in Spokane.
There is quite a nice carousel there that's been there its whole life, actually.
Is it at one of the Golden Ages,
it is, too? It is a Golden Age carousel, a Louvre carousel. It was carved for the daughter of Mr. Louvre, who carved the carousel, and it was placed originally in Natatorium Park. And so that carousel came to Spokane originally and has always remained there, which I find really fascinating.
I love that. You know, until we have our own here in Sandpoint, moms and dads, come on, take your kids to a carousel someplace. Give them that wonderful experience. And is there a girl that has grown up that didn't want her own horse? So this is the other part of the magic, I think, for at least for girls, maybe the guys too, if you're like thinking you're a cowboy or something.
Truly it is.
A lot of carousels have armored horses. The carousel actually stems from training knights. That's part of its history. It's not just about the little girls. It's about the
There's
the
even
guys
more
too,
history behind the history.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, we are up against another break. So stay with us. I have a lot more information. Clay and Reno have a lot more information coming your way.
Have you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grunberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, is the largest grassroots organization for mental health in the country. Our next Family and Friends free presentation is on Friday, September 24th from 12 to 1:30 at the Bonner Library. Come listen to presenters educate, support, and advocate using their own lived experience. As always, we welcome all to the NAMI Far North support meetings every third Wednesday of the month at the VFW Hall on Pine Street at 5:30 p.m. Go to NAMIFarNorth.org for more information.
Any moment that lets you just sit back, relax, and enjoy even one second of the day to yourself and taste like pumpkins, that's a moment to look forward to. The McCafe Pumpkin Spice Latte is back. Get a $2 small hotter ice for a limited time, or try one of our other freshly brewed espresso drinks, from iced caramel macchiatos to caramel frappes to hot mochas to every sweet treat in between. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary.
I haven't really woken up until I've had my McDonald's breakfast deal. And I know this is true because before breakfast, I put my phone in the refrigerator and couldn't find the keys that were already in my hand.
Now buy one sausage McMuffin, sausage burrito, or hash brown and get another for a buck. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
They were our brothers, our sisters, sons and daughters. They were our parents, family, our neighbors, and our friends. How can we express the gratitude that we all owe the thousands and thousands of American veterans who have sacrificed so much for our country's freedom? It was they who stepped forward from the time this country was created to fight for everything we know about liberty and freedom. And although we celebrate their victories and console them for their losses by creating monuments and honoring them in parades, the truth is we can never do enough for the freedom they've given us. Perhaps the most important thing we can do is reach out to those veterans closest to us and simply tell them, thank you. Thank you for all you've done for freedom. All of us at Shiloh Inns would like to take this opportunity to recognize the many men and women who have served and continue to serve our country so that we will always be free. Thank you, veterans, from everybody at Shiloh Inns.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
All right, everyone, welcome back in. We are all about ponies and carousels and bright colors and organ. What kind of organ music?
It's a band organ.
Band organ music. And
Wurlitzer band organ.
Wurlitzer band organ. I love that. I can almost hear that now. Why didn't I get a little tape to play the carousel music?
We should have brought one in.
Should have. Next show.
Bring next show.
We'll wheel it on in and really really destroy your engineer.
I don't know if we want the whole Wurlitzer organ in here. I was thinking more like a CD that Derek could play on the air for us. But we're having a lot of fun here with Clay and Reno Hutchinson and talking about the carousel restoration here in Sandpoint. So we've mentioned a couple of times, Reno, that you have just this amazing group of volunteers, and I want to give you an opportunity to sing their praises.
Our group of volunteers are just some of the most amazing people. It's one of the things about this project for me that has been the most special part in many ways, meeting all these talented artists and gearheads and grease guys and wood guys. And businesses. We've had so many businesses sort of raise their hand and say, what can we do to help? The community of Sandpoint is just, it's an incredible community. We've talked a little bit about that before. Mm-hmm. I work most closely with the pony artists in painting the ponies and the scroll pieces and other decorative pieces of the carousel. And it's just such an amazing group. Most of what we do by, we do by commission, or we all put our heads together and come up with ideas.
Is that the way you select the colors? Because I was curious about how you select what each of the 36 ponies is going to look like.
Yeah, I'm more on that selection of color side, but that even goes out to committee. Mm-hmm. And we color ponies in and take a look at them and decide if that's exactly what we're looking for. But everything is sort of decided on by committee. The horses are painted by committee as well. We have some people that are just, some of our artists are much better at painting the bodies. They understand horses' conformation, their musculature. They get the shading beautiful on them. Others are more comfortable and better at painting the trappings and can put the beautiful fine decorations on those.
I don't know who is painting the saddles on those ponies, but I thought when I first looked at one, it was leather. It was so realistic looking. It was leather and it was wood, of course. It was amazing.
Many people have asked that question. Are these leather?
Yeah.
They're not. They're wood, hand-painted.
Yeah.
It's a technique, thank you, that we came up with some help from our master painter, Betty Largent, who came in and helped us learn the methodologies of painting carousel horses. And so it's all done by committee, and we all work so well together. It makes for a really beautiful experience.
When we first brought decided to bring the carousel here, which was in late 2016, based on the city saying they were going to do a master plan for the city beach, which is where Reno always wanted the carousel to be, we figured we'd have a pretty good volunteer group. But I have to say that the outpouring of support has way exceeded any of our wildest dreams.
Kudos to Sandpoint. Well, I know you have an abundance of volunteers, but if people come by your studio, they could still talk to you and see if they do have something. Yeah. Share with our audience, Clay, where you're located. Most people probably know, but let's remind them how to find you.
Our main painting studio is in the Misty Mountain Furniture Building on the corner of Cedar and Fifth, right across the street from the Chevron station. So mm-hmm. we're in the corner unit there, and that's where the real magic is happening, where we're painting the horses.
Painting goes on right there studio. Yeah.
Most of the wood restoration, we call the wood restorationists the Godfather Squad, because we literally have to take the horses apart, which includes cutting their heads off, so a little tongue-in-cheek there, the Godfather Squad. And then the
horse's head.
I can't stand it. I can't be there when they take the heads off.
The, uh, The mechanism guys, we call them the gear and grease gang. And so we have names for all our different subgroups. But the primary studio to come visit is the one on 5th and Cedar.
Do you have normal hours or do you have special hours and special days that somebody could swing by?
We're there right now as we change the way we work, still dealing with COVID and some of those concerns. So we're painting in there Wednesday and Saturdays from usually about 10 to 1 or so.
So those are the days that the studio's definitely open.
We're there, you know, off and on, depending on what other kind of work we're doing. But someone can always, you know, call us. And
what's your website? People can maybe get information there so they could look things up and see what if they want to come in and talk to you guys.
Yeah, we need to get our schedules and things on the website a little better, but there's a place to sign up for the newsletter and also contact information. So that's www.thecarouselofsmiles.org.
Okay.
I might have done that wrong.
Don't forget the.
It's thecarouselofsmiles.org.
The carousel. Carousel with an O-U, not an A. Right. The fancy spelling. I love it. Thecarouselofsmiles.org. And you mentioned that it's probably going to be located at City Beach. And I know that not everything is written in stone yet, but where do you think it may be seated over there?
Well, we started working with the city when they were doing their master plan process for the Parks Department, and we actually were on the drawings in two locations, one in the City Beach and one on the Sand Creek site before you cross under the underpass under the bridge on the right side there.
Oh, where the parking lot
where
is?
The parking lot is.
Oh, okay.
And in further discussion with the city and coming down out of the clouds and these grandiose plans a little bit for what we want to accomplish and how this can best support the city, we're pretty excited by the Sand Creek site. So we're actually working with the city now to figure out what that's going to look like, what that could look like. Nothing's set in stone yet. We're still just in discussion with them. But that's the spot where we think the carousel will be able to be the most benefit to the city and to the off-season activities that we all hope to bring down to that.
Well, it sounds wonderful, you know, wherever it is ultimately located. I wonder what they'll do with those parking spaces because I was at the back, the Bonner Blue rally, and Bicycle Race 150 was there, and that was their finish line at City Beach. That parking lot, every parking lot was jammed. And so, you know, there's so many other activities. But, I mean, I know they have a plan. I just don't know what it is for where this parking.
Yeah, their plan on the beach is to separate out the boat trailer parking from the car parking and expand the parking a bit and keep it all bring it all into the bypass side of the park so that you're not parking all the way into the lake side of the park trying to get more of that parking against the infrastructure that exists so that the open space and the really valuable part the waterfront and the green spaces there is left more open. So they are planning to expand the parking at the City Beach. And where we're going to go, I think that parking lot right now has 30 spaces or something, and we'll probably keep 15 to 20 of them there, I would think.
Okay, because the carousel wouldn't take up the entire area. Right. Well, no kidding. Not that this is a show on City Beach planning, but I mean parking, because that place is good. I mean, with all of the new residents coming in and all of the activities that we have that now used to be on any weekend, you'd have a choice of something you could go to and do. Now it's like three or four things, and parking is definitely an issue. And you guys know that as well as
I do. Yeah, but I think there's an issue. But, you know, I grew up in New York City, so I tell people if you want to...
Well, nobody drives in New York
understand
City,
a parking so problem, parking. Go to some of our cities.
Nobody drives in New York. It's like, I lived in Washington, D.C. and went to New York a lot. And like you were always in taxis and airplanes and subways.
I have some other thoughts for parking things too, so that's probably for another show. But
I mean, okay. It's very tough to have enough parking for those few days a year when you have major events. I mean, no community can have
that's
that.
That's true. That's true. And, you have to be able to be flexed.
So a lot of our emphasis and a lot of our desire with the carousel is to bring some activities down there in the off season. The summers take care of themselves here.
All right. Listen, you guys, we could go on and on. I love it. I'll have you back. I want to thank you, Clay and Reno, for your passion for these carousels, bringing it to Sandpoint and sharing your love and your passion on this with all of us. It's really great. Next week, come on along for more of my back-to-school focus. We're going to explore our local Waldorf school. It's been a while since we've talked with them. They are so unique. They have so much to offer. It's not in place of. It's in addition to your child's location. We'll be here next week. Until then, this is Barbara saying take care and God bless you.